Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
The views and opinions expressed by individuals on the following program do not necessarily reflect those of the network, Guys Guy Radio, and its platforms.
It's Guys Guy Radio. Here's your host, Robert Manny.
Welcome to Guys Guys Radio. This is your host, Robert Manny, welcoming you to the show where men and women can be at their best and everyone wins, Guys Guys Radio. We're here to inform you, inspire you, empower you, and get you to think, feel, and who knows, maybe even act by virtue of the journeys, stories, experiences, and insights of the guests I bring you each and every week to the show. And once again, this week is no exception. Today, we're going to discuss past life regressions with our special guest, Karen Ann Kubiko. It's going to be an amazing show. Karen Ann has a wonderful experience as a psychic intuitive, author, instructor, past life regressionist, certified hypnotherapist, Reiki master, and she's conducted so many past life regressions, even on herself, where she's been able to experience and remember 200 of her past lives. It's amazing. She's got a bunch of books on it, and we're going to get into all of that today. Let me start by asking you a question. Have you ever wondered who you were in a past life or why certain relationship patterns keep repeating in this life, in this incarnation? Do you have a friend, or maybe you look in the mirror and that's the friend who has had the same issues over and over again? For instance, you date somebody, it doesn't work out, and then you date somebody else and it doesn't work out, and they're the same type of person, you have the same type of issues. You could say, well, I'm attracted to a certain type, but maybe it's something that it's in the fact that you need to learn certain lessons before you can move ahead. And maybe these experiences are tied into, you know, the cycle we're in is tied into what happened in past lives that haven't resolved themselves. And we're going to get into that and so much more with Karen today. Some of the topics we're going to go into is her personal story, which is pretty amazing, about how she became a past life regressionist, how it works, what is past life regression, what you experience, what are the benefits of it, what happens after you die and you're in kind of in that in-between world, if you will. Should you go to the light? Should you not go to the light? We're going to get into some spiritual guidance and lessons. And also, Karen is going to read me at the end of the show, and we'll see what I need to learn, maybe about this life, past lives, or just what I need to learn right now. All here on this week's Guys Guys Radio.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, guys, radio, it is the interview portion of our show, and today we're going to talk about past life regressions with a hypnotherapist, an instructor, psychic intuitive Reiki master like myself, Pat, who's passionate about teaching and helping others heal through working with their spirit guides, angels, and the healing patterns found in their own past lives. My special guest's name is Karen Kubiko. In 2005, Karen became remembering her past lives through regression. And since then, she's recovered memories from more than 200 of her past lifetimes. She managed to heal chronic asthma and discovered her life's passion and purpose. And it's just amazing. She's worked with people all around the world, and she's authored 2 books. Let me show you, and actually a workbook also. Life is Just Another Class. I'm holding it up here for our YouTube and Rumble viewers. One Soul's Journey Through Past Life Regression, and Making True Love, Healing Relationship Patterns Through Past Life Regressions, because often we find that we keep making the same mistakes in love. And there's a workbook too, 10 Signs You've Lived a Past Life, Inner Exploration Workbook. Welcome for the first time to Guys Radio, Karen Kubiko.
Hi, Robert. Thanks for having me on today. I really appreciate that.
Well, my pleasure. Today we're going to talk about past life regression. I think it's something that a lot of people have heard about. Some people like you and I have experience and also have led with other people. And so I thought we might just have a freewheeling conversation about what past life regression is. And let's start at the very beginning with your personal journey that I mentioned briefly at the top. What happened to you to kind of move you from the work you were doing into this area and make it your kind of life purpose?
So I had... That's kind of a long story, actually, Robert, but I actually came across a book trying to help myself understand more about metaphysical topics, psychic work, and that type of thing. And I came across a book called Children's Past Lives. I had 2 little kids at the time. They're adults now, but the woman who wrote the book, Children's Past Lives, had an issue with breathing every year, and because of being in a fever, she remembered a few past lifetimes and got better. So I was like, if she can do it, I can do it. And so I decided to delve in, you know, feet first into everything I could find on past life regression. I read all of Brian Weiss's books and eventually did some training with him to learn how to do past life regression. But my motivation truly was to figure out and understand how to get rid of my asthma. Remembering a past life for me was no easy task, because I was just using a guided meditation to begin with. And it took me a solid month of nearly every day and sometimes twice a day to listen to that guided meditation without falling asleep and hopefully trying to get something to come through. And at the end of that 30 days, then I actually started receiving some information, got some tidbits on some past lives. And that really put me on this path.
So is this training to help you be able to tap into your own past lives on your own.
Correct. I mean, in past, it was a no. The guided meditation was to help me remember the past lives on my own. The
Okay.
training that I took was to help others remember their
Okay.
past lives.
So
Yes.
when you were start going back and tapping into, and why did you think that past lives would help you with your chronic asthma?
I guess I didn't, for whatever reason, I didn't fully feel like all the medication that I was being given was helping in some kind of way. And I guess I have a scientific mind, Robert. I really like to delve into what's the root cause? How's that really work? You know what I mean? And it never really made a whole lot of sense. But whenever I started reading about her experience and how she healed her own, I don't really remember if it was asthma per se. I'd have to go back and look in her book, but I know she had a breathing issue every year around the holidays, and she would be in bed for a month not being able to breathe. And I know if I got any kind of cold, I would turn right into pneumonia and a serious asthma issue and stuff like that. And I was just tired of it. And so that really is what put me on that path. It
Okay.
took
Now,
me 5 years to figure out though, but I
wow.
got it.
So when you were going back, Karen, were you looking for a specific past life or a past life experience that was related to your chronic asthma, or were you just going back and kind of exploring different past lives? And how did you kind of land on different past lives?
So when I first started delving into past life regression for myself, I had set the intent. I wanted to locate and find any past lives that had anything to do with inhibiting my breathing of some kind, anything connected to what would be causing a breathing issue. And so even that first book that you held up, Life is Just Another Class, there's 16 of my past lifetimes in there. And in reality, there's 32 because I talk about what lifetime I go into next at the end of the chapter. And so, and what I'm choosing once I go in the light, work with my council member spirit guides on what to choose next. And so all of those 16 lifetimes has something to do with my throat, my chest, or some other impact in this kind of way, all affecting my throat chakra or my breathing or something along those lines. And so one of them in specific was the main one or the root cause, which I hadn't learned about at that time. That really was a driving factor that connected to the healing that I received in this current lifetime to understand why I had a breathing issue.
Okay, so for folks who are not too aware or just maybe just have understand past life regression as a concept,
Sure.
what can they expect? I can talk about my experience, but I'd like to hear it from you as to for our listeners and viewers, what can they expect and what are the benefits of working with a hypnotherapist or somebody like yourself who does past life, leads past life regression sessions?
As
What can they
opposed to
expect?
like a meditation, Robert?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's lots of ways you can receive information about your past lives. You can actually just put it out there before you go to bed at night. Hey, can you show me a past lifetime in my dreams? You know, like I'd like to see one of my past lives. And so that's one way to get information. Guided meditation is another way you can, I mean, I have them on my YouTube channel, Guided Meditations. But there is, then when you work with someone one-on-one, that is a hypnotherapist or a past life regression therapist, someone along those lines that has some type of training of some kind. And there's lots of folks and types out there, but it's really nice because then you are put into a relaxed, deepened state, a hypnotic state, the theta state, a meditative state, it's all the same kind of state. And in that relaxed state, you go in and out of every day. I mean, we all go in and out of that hypnotic. I really don't like using that word, to be honest, Robert, but I mean, it's really that theta state, your brainwave states. It's right before you fall asleep. It's right when you wake up. It's where you're focused your attention on something. And so when you get into that relaxed state, you can delve into anything, anywhere you'd like to go. And so when I'm guiding somebody in a past life regression, It's the intent is to go into a past lifetime with the usually, and I actually have people set an intent before I get started with them because it's more impactful, it's more helpful when you know what it is that you want to focus on, whether you want to understand the root cause of your asthma, a fear of some kind, maybe you have some kind of talent or skill that you kind of are thinking about in this lifetime, but maybe you want to understand more about it and maybe the root cause of it in can be found or you can be inspired by a past life. So that intent is key. And my intent was to figure out and understand the, root cause of the asthma thing to begin with. But when I'm working with somebody, then they can start talk to me about it, about what they're experiencing, and I can help guide them along in the experience rather than if you're in a guided meditation, you are doing all the work in a sense on getting an information. You might just stay stuck in that one vision of that same experience time.
Even if they can get there. So having
Right.
somebody like yourself, you can help facilitate that because, so
Correct.
many people, they can't even meditate because they have
Right.
trouble shutting down the monkey mind. So doing a
Sure.
teaching themselves to do a past life regression, that's a leap. Now,
Yeah.
that's not for everybody. But I think the key takeaway is that by accessing and working with somebody like yourself to access your past lives, you can find out some of the things that may be impacting some of your challenges in this incarnation. Because what an interesting thing I found every time I was regressed, I was still the same person. And I was doing kind of work and things that were relative that I could relate to, if you will, that I felt
Okay.
like I'm still me. Like I worked in a marketing and advertising for many years, and I had to
Nice.
mediate between creatives and clients and getting ideas out. And in one of my past lives, I was like a scout who worked with the cavalry and worked with the Indians and kind of like was like a broker trying to make sure that they were being understanding each other. It was still me. I was
Right.
there on a horse, but
Yeah.
it was like I don't know exactly what I looked like, but I was a guy and I felt
Yeah.
like it was me. Is that the reason I mentioned this just for our audience? Is this something that in terms of expectations, some people say, oh, I was Cleopatra or
Yeah.
whatever, but it seems like most of us are, we are who we are, and we've lived these lives in kind of similar framework as we have
True.
now.
Well, think about it like this, Robert. We're all the same spiritual being, right? It's no different than you changing your clothes every day or change or buying a new car all the time. Well, not all the time, but it's you're changing bodies out to have a new experience where one day you're driving a Ferrari, the next day you're driving a Toyota, the next day you're driving a Ford, whatever. Do you know what I mean? And so you're changing the experience out, but underneath it all, it's still you driving the vehicle, right? Wearing the clothes and changing, people, places, and things involved in your experience. It's definitely it's you're still you. I mean, some people feel like they're going to be some completely different personality, and sometimes that does come through and happen. But normally it's you're a regular person doing normal stuff. I can't even tell you how many times I've regressed people. They're just on a farm. Or just living life, doing their thing. And it's not, I think, spectacular, but maybe they're learning how to relate to and understand some kind of relationship, or maybe in that lifetime they played the ukulele. I don't know why that's coming to mind, and they really love the ukulele in this current lifetime. So then that it was explained everything to them, why they like to plant and grow a garden, why they like to play the ukulele again in this lifetime, or maybe in that past lifetime it was like a small guitar or string instrument, who knows what,
You know, it's interesting because thinking back on some of the past lives I was regressed to, and another point I think is worth bringing up because I want to have our audience understand kind of what are the expectations. So one of the things that happened with me is I saw people from a current life playing different roles in past lives. Some good, some not so good, but family members, business colleagues and associates, etc. So tell us about that. Like, when you go through the session, what happens, and then what can you expect in terms of people you may run into?
So that's a great question, Robin, because we're part of such big soul groups, and when Even if someone in this current life is sort of like your nemesis in a sense, you know, that you just don't get along with them and it's confusing. Why are they in your life again? Whatever. You're friends on the other side and you picked these roles out because maybe in this lifetime you had to set boundaries or stand your ground or really express. I am not tolerating this. This is not for me. And that is the main reason why they're in your life again now, because that you and them made an agreement of some kind to understand, work through, overcome some kind of soul level lesson, right?
How
Which is what it's
about
about.
my special guest on Guys Guys Radio is the amazing Karen Ann Kubico, and she's a past life regressionist, author, and expert psychic intuitive. We're gonna get into that and some other stuff. So in terms of expectations again for our listeners out there and viewers who might want to have a past life regression, the terms of process, what I experienced and was taught is sometimes you walk the, when the person's in the relaxed hypnotic, if you will, state, they kind of walk along a corridor, if you will, and there's archways, and they find one that's most comfortable for them, and they walk to that, and then you ask them to describe kind of what they see, and I always ask them to look down at their feet to see what was on their feet. Did they have shoes? They have bare feet, and look up and see if they can identify buildings and architecture and things that would give you a sense as to what century, if you will, they lived in. So talk to us about that. And also, I don't want to forget this question about lifetimes that may have taken place off planet.
Yeah, I mean, we've had so many. So, like, if
So
so
part one is about what's their
part one.
expectation into going into the process?
So, for me, I use a pathway to guide people into a past life normally, or you're in a garden space that you've created as a safe haven of some kind, and then you're walking in a path because we all are walking down some path, whether it's a road or a sidewalk or whatever. And it's funny that you said, you know, to describe the architecture, that kind of thing, because you're making me think about, oh, I can't tell you how many times someone has said, wow, I mean, everything looks so old.
That's why they call it past lives.
I know, but it's not uncommon, right? Like there's a bunch of old cars and stuff like that. Well, that's validation, right? That they've gone some other place. But as far as the process, once I get them into on that path, I mean, I like taking them into the past lifetime to important points that'll help them understand something this current lifetime, and then taking them to in and around the death scene so that they can get to the other side and see the light, hopefully. I always like that's my goal, honestly, because then at that moment, they can talk to their spirit guides, their council members, angels, get an angelic healing. Sometimes their Passover folks come through from even this lifetime that greet them there in the greeting room in the heaven space. And you can have some deep conversations and get to root causes, ask their guides to give them an understanding. What's their life lesson? What did they
Got
learn?
it.
And how to go about doing the healing? Because what we haven't talked about, Robert, is what I feel like is the most important aspect of remembering a past lifetime. Not only is it always for this current lifetime, which you mentioned, but it's about the forgiveness of any trauma and anything involved in that trauma that would affect them subconsciously and brought forward into this current lifetime. So it's definitely that to me is the most important aspect of it. And when you talked about going off planet, I mean, if you're in the heaven's place, heaven's place, heaven place, I call it the heaven space, heaven place. I mean, it is definitely seems like it's off our earth because then you remember who you really are as a spiritual being. And then once in a while you're having this human experience, right? I've have had many people go other places and describe other whole worlds and things and not even know where they're at or how to explain what place they're in. But I will also have people go way back in time in this earth too, you know, where it doesn't even look like or feel like this same space that we're in right now.
Have you ever had anybody go into the future?
I have not taken someone on purpose there, but I have had people randomly go there. I personally have gone into the future, into a future lifetime, and I've delved into it as a psychic intuitive to see future stuff for people in a future lifetime.
Got it.
But it's almost like you're still, like, for example, I mean, usually it's because if you have someone in your life right now that would be like someone that you don't really care for or someone that has kind of wronged you in some deep emotional way, usually. If you don't have, if you haven't done the forgiveness work, Robert, I mean, and you still have some of that resentment and anger, you haven't resolved it, right?
Got
And
it.
so often you'll, I see that person coming into that next lifetime with that same person in some form or fashion to work it through eventually. So, I mean, it's highly important to do the forgiveness work no matter when you have that occur, this lifetime or a past lifetime.
Got it. Okay. Karen Ann Kobiko, my special guest on today's Guys Radio. We're talking about past lives and all the benefits you can get from a past life regression. It's so deep, there's so much to it. Now, you've done some other studies where you actually talk about what happens between lives when you're in contact with the spirit realms and
Sure.
angels and guides. For the benefit of our audience and myself, what happens in the in between after you pass over? Give us a little bit of a sneak peek at what we can expect from your
So
experience and studies.
from my experience and from working with other people, how it normally works, you get to that part of your life where it's time to go. It's your time, right? I mean, you have exit points that you can choose from where you might have a near-death experience and still you're here, right? And, you know, but you get to that end point in a past life or even eventually in this lifetime, not anytime soon for us, Robert, but I mean, it's when you're remembering a past lifetime, it's easy to look back at. And often I tell people it's kind of like you're having a near-death experience whenever you go through that in a past life regression, because but you don't have to go through that near death in this current life. But once you get to that place where you've stepped out of your body, I like to let people have that really understanding of what they're doing. They're looking around, they're seeing their body laying there in the bed or whatever happened, and you are instantly able to get that higher dimensional perspective of this is what happened, you know, and why. And maybe you didn't understand it at that moment in that past lifetime, but you get that higher, maybe like a I guess an older, more mature viewpoint of why that occurred, and especially if it was a trauma type of thing. And then sometimes people choose to visit in a ghostly manner, in a sense, like their friends and relatives and that kind of thing.
Is
And then,
there an intermittent, is there a set amount of time where they're kind of allowed to do that, or can they always kind of
no.
cruise back in?
Yeah, I mean, I. Are you saying like once you step out of your physical body, or are you saying
Yeah. So
about,
let's say you pass in this our incarnation, and you come back and visit some of your friends or whatever. Is there a time limit on how when you can do that? Do you all then just go at a certain point and
No.
move on?
So from the way that I've been explained and shown, you step out of your physical body. You're kind of in a, I call this your ghostly state, where you're hanging out on the earth plane still, chilling. You can think about going to see somebody and you're visiting them, no effort whatsoever. But then you start to see this big, huge, beautiful light. It's immense. It envelops you. You are drawn towards it. It looks like the sun. People have described it all kinds of ways. And once you go in the light, then you're kind of like, it's kind of, you're kind of transported and you can't come back out, because I tried doing that when I was remembering a past life one time and my spirit guide said, yeah, you can't leave once you're in once you're in
So
it,
let me ask you
you can't
about
go
that,
back.
Karen.
Sure.
Because pe some people have said, like, you're going to see that light or the tunnel, and you go through the light. And some people say, "Don't, that's a loop. Don't go to the light." So I'm like thinking, okay, first of all, you pass over and you have a lot of stuff going on because you're not sure where you are and everything. Then there's this light, and they're saying, "Don't go to light." Well, what do you do then? And what is it about? Some say like, "Don't go to the light," and others say, "Yes, go to the light."
Ooh, okay, so I got a different perspective on that. And I have heard people talk about that. I'm like, yeah, I still know. Because I want to finish what happens once you go in the light, because you asked this question on when do you come back?
Okay.
And I think by explaining this, it'll help understand
Please.
and dismiss some of that worry of don't go in the light business. First off, I guess I should say many. I'm going to say spirit guides and beings on the other side who have chatted with me through my other people I've worked with or myself. Every person that goes into the light helps collectively raise the vibration of this entire universal situation that we're in right now. And so by raising the vibration, it's better, higher vibration, higher dimensional, not happier, peaceful, vibrant vibration, that kind of vibe. And so once you step out of your body, you mill around a little bit. Sometimes you can go immediately in the light. Sometimes people have, and I have actually regressed people back to past lives where they're still 100 or so years later milling around here on this earth plane, and they don't even comprehend they're dead. I mean, I regressed this one person. He was still kind of riding around aimlessly, sitting on top of the roof of a train. Just because he could. He had nothing else to do. He wasn't sure why he was still there. He didn't understand that he was past. It was a whole, I had to figure, like you're a detective when you're doing past life regression on what's coming through and what they're getting. So, but once you go into the light, you go into a greeting room where your angels guides and everybody is hanging out there. You hang out with them, you say hi. They're all like, "Hey, welcome back." It's like a party on the other side, I usually say, and they're super happy to see you again. Because then the people that you made these challenges with, you could be like, "Oh, thanks for helping me out to learn that lesson." Do you know what I mean? And once you're done with that aspect, that greeting room, meeting everybody, then there's a healing space where there are angels that are these, I call them the healing ones. They're huge. They tower over you. They're pouring healing unconditional love down through you. If you had needed help for the throat chakra to communicate better, they might use a blue type of light or the green for the heart chakra. Any of the different colors might come through, which you and I talked about before we got on here about these morphing colors people see. It's healing energy from the angels. And then once you're done with that, you walk down another hallway that has a light at the end of a tunnel, and it's kind of a glistening type of hallway. I can still see it in my head from having seen it. Once you exit and go through that light, then you are in the heaven space. And at that point, according to my spirit guides and how we communicate with them and anyone passing their side, it's of no effort on their part. Anytime you think of somebody, your spirit guide, a past person, whomever, they're telepathically receiving the information that you're connecting to them, and they are instantly here just like that with no effort whatsoever. So even if someone has gone in the light, they can always come back and visit. That aspect of them that you knew will appear or be with them. And so that's what I see. And then you choose on your behalf. It's always free will. My guides have said that, to have another lifetime. So if you choose not to go in the light, you get stuck. When I had a lifetime that I was kind of not nice, Robert. It's in my book, and it was really hard to write about. It was the one that helped me heal my asthma, but I felt unwanted. And in that past lifetime, I didn't feel like I was worthy. I didn't do some very nice things. I felt unworthy to go in the light. I milled around for like 300 years, and my spirit guide was like, "You ready to go in the light yet? Because we don't want you to get lost, you know." And because you have this inner light within you, you know what orbs are? I mean, have you ever seen an orb in a picture or whatever?
Yes,
And I
of
mean, for
course.
our viewers, it's like a round circle light, kind of like what you have behind you with the mandalas. I mean, it's they're beautiful, they're bright, and they look kind of like just what you have pictured behind you, actually. And that's our inner light. And if you start being stuck here on this earth plane, first of all, another aspect of your whole soul is having another lifetime sometimes, and it will feel like you're missing a piece of you. And so when I help somebody re get regressed back to that past lifetime, they're collecting missing pieces in a sense to their puzzle of their whole soul and recollecting them and helping them feel more whole. But your inner, that orb part of you, that's your inner light, kind of gets dimmer, and so you might forget who you really are as this beautiful spiritual being. And it's so, according to my spirit guides, it's very important to go in the light to reclaim that aspect of you to you understand.
You might end up riding that train otherwise, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was just he was just sitting there. He's like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just sitting on top of this train and we're just going across the West. And he was very confusing.
So for the good news, I guess, is so if we think about a loved one who's crossed over or a friend,
Yes.
they hear us then,
Correct.
and they're very
100%.
accessible. So if we send out, just say, "Hey, thank you so much for being in my life. I want to send you my love and I miss you."
Yeah.
That's appreciated by them. They can
Absolutely.
pick up your vibe on that.
Well, so, if you think about it, every communication with anyone on the other side is telepathic, every one of it. You're making that direct intent to connect to that past person, and then they pick it up just like a telegraph or a cell phone signal, and they are like instantly, it's no effort on their part here. So, like if I'm doing a reading for somebody, Robert, I'm talking to a spirit guide or a past over loved one, and someone says, Charlie, Charlie's going to be standing right here for me because I'm aware of it. I can feel their energy. I can kind of see them in my mind's eye, and I can start hearing information from them. It's no different than if you think about someone that's passed on your side, on your end, you think about them. They're getting a telepathic connection. They're li literally right next to you. They can actually hear what you're t saying to them, and you can. And I tell people always, you can ask them to show you a specific sign of hello. It can be something simple like, I don't know, I have a sticky notepad sitting here, a sticky notepad. Maybe you want to see a yellow post-it note or whatever, and that's what you want to have as your sign. And then all of a sudden you watch a movie and there's post-it notes all over the
Got it.
scene. You think that's not a sign that your friend or a loved one is nearby? I mean, it
This
kind of can be.
can you do this with pets also?
Absolutely. There's no different. No
Okay,
difference.
great.
100%.
Now when the souls who've gone over, do they when they're ready to kind of reincarnate, are they still available as who you knew them as, or have they gone on to their next incarnation and that's
So,
it?
yeah, which I kind of brought up a minute ago, and it's very hard to comprehend. We are immense, Robert. And so this small aspect of our entire whole soul becomes part of our humanness right now. And so the way that they showed it to me, we're always this whole soul aspect of us. And so when we're asking for Aunt Mary or whoever Charles is there a Charles? Some out there for somebody, apparently, because that's a random, not random name that's coming through. That person, that aspect that you knew them as can come through. And I have actually spoken to that. It's almost like I'm talking to their higher dimensional aspect of this person who you want to talk to that's past, even though they can also show me that also at the same time, I have a future life and I'm doing this. Because I have been shown both at the same time, practically.
Well, my
Because
special guest on Guys Guys Radio, Karen Ann Kubiko, we're talking about past lives and there's so much more. So, since you are a psychic intuitive, how about a little reading of the Guys Guy right here on the air and tell me what
All
you pick
right.
up? My question would be, what is it I
Gosh.
need to know today?
Okay. What does Robert need to know? So let me tune. Maybe Charles is one of your spirit guides because, like, I keep hearing his name, Robert. Let me ask the question. Let's see. What does Robert need to know? So Archangel Raphael is actually the one that wants to talk to you. Raphael is, if in case our viewers don't know, they're really the angel that is all about healing. And so I always see Raphael as the angel in charge of all the healing angels to help you be provided with the deepest, healing of some kind. And so you also have a spirit guide that's named Anna standing here, and she is showing me that she is wearing a blue gown. And that to me is symbolism, which I don't get too much symbolism, but the symbolism for the blue gown is that throat chakra, which, by the way, you're doing it because you're communicating to all these folks online and on the radio and everything. But Raphael is talking about healing, and he's talking about healing not only for you, but also for, do you do Reiki and stuff like that also? Okay, because like you're good at that. So like he's talking about it's almost like you could do that through your videos. Some people actually do that through their videos where they're like, okay, I'm going to send you healing energy right now and open your heart up to receive that type of thing. And Raphael's talking about that. And then Anna's piping in. She's talking about throat chakra. So that's communication and healing energy. But Raphael is talking about that type of healing. I mean, he's also talking to me about grounding for you. Like whenever you are providing healing work for somebody else, even the work that you're doing right this minute, to make sure that you keep grounded. And if somebody doesn't understand what that means, the best visual that I was ever shown in words is to visualize or feel like your feet has energy flowing down through it, down through the center of the earth, and going so deeply within the earth that's reaching out and touching and connecting with all the roots of all the trees across the entire world. And I'm like, wow, that's really deep. You know what I mean? So that was a great visual. But I mean, that's what grounding is, because when you are grounded in this earth experience, you can think more clearly and connect to higher dimensional knowledge while staying fully consciously aware in this current experience. Not saying that's not what you're doing, but it feels like sometimes when you're doing healing work, they're saying you get up here in this higher dimension and you forget to stay grounded in this earth. And there's messages that you're receiving on some on intuitively for your through your own inner knowledge and intuition that you could be providing to the people that you're providing the Reiki to or the healing session to or whatever the case may be. Even whenever you're working with somebody to help them with a past life regression, there's healing messages and intuition for their healing, Raphael is saying, that can be communicated to you. Like when I'm working with somebody to do a past life regression, Robert, I'm actually hearing and getting information and being shown what somebody is having experienced in a past lifetime. Oh, thanks. Anna's also shown me. She's so sweet. She has long, straight brown hair. It's long, 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 like long down to her thigh long. She's showing me that you had a past life that is, you're male. I'm interested to know if you came across this lifetime. I don't think that you have, but you should go there on purpose
Okay.
because you can. And you were doing healing. You're wearing a robe. Questionable. It feels like it's either Atlantis or at the end of Atlantis, Egyptian, because that kind of crossed over, right? And that time. Because some Atlante people who were from Atlantis before it went through its demise traveled to and then settled in Egypt. And so it feels like you were in the cusp of all that occurring, and you were teaching, which really is a big vibe of yours in this current lifetime, honestly, Robert. And you were teaching, they're like 20-year-olds. And you were also showing them how to do healing work. And you were, which is what Raphael was talking about, healing others. But you're teaching them how to do the healing work that you did. He's also shown me a green crystal that you used, and it's not an emerald, but it kind of looks like an emerald. He's telling me it's not an emerald, but it's almost like you know how Raphael's the you know what I'm talking about with Raphael. You know how he always has like that green wand of light and energy? It feels like you're holding something along those lines. It has a round stone, it's green and it's clear. I don't know why they're telling me it's not an emerald. It looks like an emerald, but it's real clear, and it's I don't know what that is. Oh, it's green calcite. That's clear, and it's green. It's like it's that. That's the exact green color. It is green calcite, and it's but it's been shaped into a round. It's at the top of this carved metal piece, and that you're using that, and it's illuminated because you have so much vibrant energy going in through that, and that you're teaching these. There's a group of 10 people standing there, men and women in their 20s, and you're teaching them how to connect in with your heart chakra and connect into the flow of pure conditional love from source and provide healing to someone. And then you actually had like picked somebody from the classroom and showing them how to do that, and then letting all of them learn and experience that as well. Oh, wow, that was really cool to look at.
All right.
Thanks for letting me see that, honestly.
Well, thank you, and thank you, Raphael, and thank you, Anna. We're running
Yeah.
short on time, so I don't. I
Oh.
forgive me.
No,
Maybe we can
you're.
continue after, but I want
Yeah,
to
that
take
was
time
the.
to let everybody know. So, I'm sorry, Karen Ann Kubiko. The book's "Life Is Just Another Class: 10 Signs You've Lived a Past Life." All right. Well, let's. Great chat. Let's do it again. And thank you so much
Yeah.
for being on Guys Guys Radio, Karen Ann Kubiko.
Thanks, Robert. I appreciate you.
The station that makes you feel good.
Stop the
Stop
podcast.
the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV Licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a like a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more
Oh, those
tense.
stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But for me, I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's
Oh, yeah.
basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, what a wonderful conversation and a nice reading from Karen and my spirit guides and Archangel Raphael. That was pretty cool. So, what did we learn today? I think there's a lot to learn about past life regressions and what the benefits are and what the experience is like of a past life regression based on our conversation. So, I initially thought the first time I went for one, which was years ago, and I just did it on a whim that I was going to see kind of a movie of my past lives. And when you look back on it, and when I looked back on it, it came across as a movie. But when I was experiencing it, it wasn't like a movie. It just kind of happened all at once. And I saw my life, significant events in my life, and I saw where I was, and I also saw my passing. And again, you're one step. I was one step removed, so I watched it, and I wasn't emotional. I just witnessed it. And two different lives: one I was a man, and one I was a woman. And they were, according to the person who regressed me, these were significant lives for me, and they were powerful. I'm not going to get into all the details on that, but they were powerful. Did they help me in this life? I think they did, because I think back now and I understand some of my relationships with the people from this incarnation that showed up in these two past lives, and also some things that I'm not going to get into about myself that I think I learned. So the point is, if you're going to do a past life regression, find somebody who's really good at it. Do your research. Now we have, obviously, you can look online, you have word of mouth, you can talk to different people, and a good psychotherapist and a past life regressionist should be able to help you out. Make sure you get somebody that you feel comfortable with. And don't go in with too much expectation, but go in with an open mind, because you don't want to limit yourself by trying to just squeeze certain information out of the session. Be open to what the messages may be, and some of them may come across symbolically. For instance, the reading that I just got on the air, said something was holding me back with my feet, and it was festering on my feet. And sure enough, I think it means that I have to take a step forward and finish a project I've been working on, and things like that. So that's how it works. So, Guys Radio, we're here for you every week with guests, hopefully, that can bring value and get you thinking and interested, and hopefully you'll take some action based on them. Okay, thanks so much for tuning in to another episode of Guys Radio on UK Health Radio. We're back next week with another great show. And until then, like I always say, guys, finish first.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.